Welcome to Church of the Resurrection's community group study of spring 2019. I'm so excited to see what God does through this time together. If you've been attending our Sunday services, then you would have heard us opening our service with the mission of our church, which is to know Christ and to make him known. During this season of community groups, we'll be focusing on the second part of our mission, to make Christ known. As we do this, we'll be talking and thinking about evangelism. For many of us, even bringing up the word evangelism can bring about anxiety and fear. So before we go too far down the evangelist trail, let's first take a look about what Scripture has to say about evangelism and how we can best describe it. So let's look at what evangelism is. I want to first begin with why we should even bother to evangelize, and is it right for us to? As we think about this, I want us to consider two things. One, what is it that we are evangelists for? And two, why should we share it? So what are we evangelists for? I've met evangelists for so many things over the years. As an example, my brother-in-law is an evangelist for the Cubs and Volkswagen. To him, the Cubs are the best baseball team to ever play the game, and he is their biggest fan. You too should be a fan of the Cubbies, according to him. And if you're not, well, you're wrong. Same goes for Volkswagen cars. Everyone should own one, and those of us who have chosen a different make of car have made the inferior choice. But we, you and I, are called to be evangelizing for something much more important than baseball teams or cars. We are called to evangelize for the gospel of Jesus Christ, aren't we? As we think about evangelism, we must always remember what we are evangelists for. The gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, that we, who are all sinners against God's most holy law, deserving of death, have been offered forgiveness and pardoned by Jesus. It is this good news that we get to share, and it is so important that we understand what it is we are sharing, because our power in evangelism is only as effective as the power of the gospel in our lives. We can never separate evangelism from the work of the gospel. This is why our first lesson in evangelism is learning what is most important, that is, growing in the depth of understanding and love of Jesus and the work that he has done for us. As Jesus himself said in John 14, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." We believe that Jesus is the only way, not just a way, like a car company or a baseball team, but he is the only way. Now, for many of us, hearing these words of Jesus can bring us comfort and encouragement. However, for others, there's an implicit harshness to these words as well, because all who find a way other than through Jesus alone are not on the only way, which means they're going the wrong way. And as we have heard before, there are real and eternal consequences for this. Jesus himself attests to this when he says in Mark 16, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." So there is a real need for others to know about the good news of Jesus. This is why evangelism is important, because the good news of Jesus is so good, and because the gift we have been given is so good, we ought to share it. Now that we understand the need for evangelism, I want us to understand what exactly it is that we mean when we talk about doing evangelism. It is likely that as I'm talking about the need for evangelism, you already had a particular notion about what evangelism is. This is probably based on your own experiences or perceptions of what you've seen been called evangelism. And oftentimes it can carry a negative stigma with it. However, I hope that we are open to the idea that what evangelism is may be more than we had previously assumed, and that maybe it is something that we too can do. First, I want to look at our understanding of evangelism and discipleship. Often we think about these things in a particular model. We think that there are people who do not believe in Jesus, and so we evangelize them. Then they pray and are converted. From then on out, we no longer evangelize, but instead we disciple them. I call this model evangelism versus discipleship. Though there are some truths to this model, it does not seem to fully line up with the way Jesus did his ministry. Let's think about a different way of looking at evangelism and discipleship. I call this model evangelism inside of discipleship. In this model, our desire is to disciple people to know Jesus and to more and more take on his character. We do this regardless of where they are in their faith. Jesus himself sent out his disciples on mission, even before they had confessed that he was the Son of God. What Jesus is demonstrating for us and calls us to is that discipleship is for all people. His desire is to see anyone develop towards the character of Christ. The role that evangelism plays in this is as a corrective role that calls people to change their thinking, actions, or beliefs to reflect those of Christ. This is for both believers and non-believers. Paul wrote, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." We, as Christ's ambassadors, call people back to Christ through evangelism. But Paul is writing this to the church because they needed the evangelistic call to turn back to Christ by hearing the good news once again. Evangelism should be rooted inside of a desire to disciple people to grow into the person that they were made to be, in the image of God. As they do that, they will reflect the character of Christ as they grow in their knowledge and love of him. Both evangelism and discipleship must, then, be found solely on the gospel of Jesus. Second, I'd like to address what may feel like the elephant in the room. Are they going to ask me to talk to strangers about Jesus? And the answer to that is yes, for some. Some of you are gifted by God as an evangelist. And as you grow in your relationship with God, he will want you to use your gifts and will give you the opportunities to be an evangelist. However, many of us do not have the gift of being an evangelist, but we are still called to evangelize. So the last thing I'd like to look at is what's the difference between being an evangelist and evangelizing. In its most basic form, being an evangelist, with a capital E, is one who is gifted by God. It's like a title he has given us. Evangelizing is sharing the love of God that we have experienced through Christ to point others back to him. In Ephesians 4, Paul says, "So Christ gave himself the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for the works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ." What Paul is trying to tell the church is that Christ has given different people different gifts, just as he has also said that we are all one body, but the body is made up of different parts. We all have different giftings, and we're made by God in different ways. Some of us were made as evangelists. Many, however, are not. So you may ask yourself, if you're not naturally an evangelist, do we still evangelize? Well, Scripture is clear that the answer is yes. We are all called to evangelize and to share what has been given to us so that they may call those who are turning away from God to Him. This is needed for people inside of the church as well. We all have areas in our lives and hearts that are not oriented towards Christ. And we need believers to come and share the gospel to us again so that we may be willing to open up those areas of our lives to the love of Christ. So the last question is, how are we supposed to evangelize, especially if we're not gifted in it? Well, I can tell you right off the bat that evangelism is not standing on the street corner yelling at people. And no one through the course of the study will ask you to do that. But what we are asking you to consider is something actually much harder: to be honest and open with those around you. Twice in Matthew, Jesus sends his disciples out and says, go. First in Matthew 9 and chapter 10, where he says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. And later he follows up with, as you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those of leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. The second time he says go is at the end of his earthly ministry when he says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very ends of the age. We often take these passages to mean that we should be going out into the world as missionaries. And though this is true, that's not the only way of understanding what Jesus is telling us. The word that Jesus uses for go also has the connotation as you are going along your way. After Jesus went up to heaven, the way the disciples lived out was to stay in Jerusalem. When the Holy Spirit came, he did not come to rebuke them for staying, but he came and filled them and empowered them. I think it's safe to say that even as they stayed in Jerusalem, they were fulfilling Jesus' commandment to go. What that looks like for us will be the topic of next week. But as we think and pray through this study, I want us to be open to the idea that the Holy Spirit wants to empower you to go right where you are, to share what it is that God has given you to the people around you. Our God is not a God that leaves people unequipped. He has given you exactly what you need to be able to evangelize in a way that works for the person that he has created you to be. Jesus laid out a simple means for evangelism. He said, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.